Page 4. Story Garden.
精灵花园。
The Golden Bird.
金鸟。
The day before his 12th birthday, Ding Ding flies to Chengdu. Ding Ding's parents are archaeologists. They left home to work at the Jinsha site in Chengdu. At night, Ding Ding visits Jinsha site museum. He enjoys a dance and music show. It brings everyone to the ancient Shu kingdom. He sees many cultural relics. The golden sunbird is the best. The bird is the ancient Shu people's favorite animal. Someone is following him. Ding Ding feels sure about it. When he comes out, Ding Ding turns back. He sees a girl in a Chinese dress.
Hello, I'm Ding Ding. Do you need my help?
Hi, my name is Ajin. I live in this museum. Can we be friends?
Ding Ding agrees. Maybe Ajin's parents also work at the Jinsha site. They are probably too busy, just like his parents. The sun comes out. The city wakes up. The two kids will explore Chengdu. They go to the Dufu thatched cottage. Walking in the beautiful garden, they read works of this great poet. They go to Jinli Old Street. Ding Ding tells Ajin stories of the Three Kingdoms. They also try some delicious street foods. They go to the panda base. Ding Ding and Ajin keep quiet. They watch the pandas eat and play in the bamboo forests. In the evening sun, the two kids come back to the Jinsha site museum. Ajin thanks Ding Ding. Then she says goodbye and leaves. Who is Ajin? Ding Ding turns to his parents for help. He shows them Ajin's photo. Mom and Dad don't know Ajin, but they say Ajin dresses like an ancient Shu girl. And there are golden birds on her dress. Anyway, Mom and Dad give Ding Ding a big hug. They wish him a happy birthday. They will show Ding Ding around and tell him the stories behind these cultural relics.
Word box.
小词库.
Archaeologist.
考古学家。
Site.
现场，发生地。
Ancient.
古代的。
Kingdom.
王国。
Cultural relic.
文物。
Wake up.
使活跃，使清醒。
杜甫 thatched cottage.
杜甫草堂。
Poet.
诗人。
Base.
基地。
Anyway.
总之。
Hug.
拥抱。